Jesus tells his brothers they can do miracles, and they call it magic. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus tells his brothers they can do miracles, and they call it magic. Jesus was a very sociable guy all his life, always enjoying being with people, always enjoying talking to people, always enjoying sharing with people that life is beautiful, life is wonderful, life is filled with exciting adventures, and he liked to tell his brothers and sisters all about these adventures. Well, his sisters weren't much to be with the boys. They were off doing their own activities, and the boys were doing their activities. It said that Jesus was the son of a carpenter, and that they worked in their father's carpentry shop, and that could very well be. But, you know, we visualize people hard at work and just diligently at work and so on. Well, kids are kids, and people are people, and there are always the water cooler, and there's always the coffee break, and there's always the time where they're talking while they're doing mundane work and sharing ideas together. And one brother said to Jesus, "Jesus, we see you doing some pretty cool things sometimes, and how do you do that magic?" And Jesus said to his brother, "You know, you guys, I tell you, these are miracles. They're not magic. They're just wonderful things that I'm doing that are putting the law of cause and effect into motion. They're putting the idea into motion. Now, say, for instance, you want to have the fish, and we want to go fishing. And none of us are great fishermen, but we want to go fishing. So, what do? Do we put our nets out where there are no fish, or do we put our nets out where there are fish?" "Well, who knows where the fish are?" his brothers responded. "Well, that's true. Who knows where the fish are?" "Well, you do, because you're going fishing, because you're a fisherman." "Well, I'm not a fisherman. I'm not really going fishing." "Well, I'm talking about if we were going fishing." His brothers always tried to give Jesus a hard time because they felt he was sort of special and he had something going for him that they didn't have going for them, and they were not too happy about him being special. "Well, how do you do that? How would you know where the fish were?" And Jesus said, "Well, if I were going fishing, I would say to myself, I know where the fish are biting. I would say to myself, I am going to watch where the fishermen congregate on the lake, and I'm going to go and fish there. I'm going to sit down with some old fishermen at the shore of the lake as they're sitting there smoking their pipe and just relaxing while their sons are out fishing, and I'm going to say, hey, fishermen, you're pretty special. How do you find the fish in the lake?" And the fisherman says, "Well, I've been fishing these lakes for 20 years, and I know pretty much right where those fish are laying, and I know right where to find them." "Well, did you teach your boys all about that?" "Oh, you bet I did. They don't pay much attention to it because they think they know better. But I tell them, look, I got 20 years experience, and I know where the fish are." And Jesus said, "Well, tell me where the fish are." "Well, you see, over in that section of the lake, there's a lot of grass. There's a lot of weeds that are growing down at the bottom of the lake. And the fish like to swim through there, and they like to hide in the grass, and they like to eat the grass and eat the little bubbles that come up from there. And that's the one kind of fish. Now, there's another kind of fish over in the deep, deep part of the lake. There are the sturgeons, and there are the pikes, and there are the fish that like the deep areas. And you have to know how to fish in each area. And then there's another area of the lake over there where a bunch of tree roots are growing in there, and there's another kind of fish that are in there. And around the lake, maybe there are about 15 or 20 kinds of fish that we like to go after, and I know where they all are. Well, fishermen, tell me more about it. How do you know about the roots in the lake? How do you know about the weeds and the grass that grow on the bottom of the lake? How do you know about the area where it's muddy, where the mudsuckers are? And how do you know these things? Well, 20 years of experience, trial and error. I would go over each area, and when I'd put down a net, then up would come grass or mud or twigs or roots, and I would learn these things and I'd remember these things. And then when I put in a fishing line and pull up a fish with a fishing line, I'd remember how deep I have to go down to where the fish are when the line still pulls down, when it doesn't just sort of float. When the line begins to float, I know I've hit the bottom. Well, fishermen, it's just marvelous. Do your sons like to hear you tell all these tales? No, they get real bored. They say, oh, I know all that. I'm just going to go fish. Well, they go out there and they fish. And they sit around and fish and they talk and they tell themselves stories. But they don't bring home many fish. And then they say, Dad, will you come along and show us how to fish? And so I go along and I show them how to fish. I'm getting kind of old now for that sort of thing, and my sons are doing the job. But I go out and show them, and I say, well, now, here is how I fish here, and here is how I fish there. And the boys say, well, Dad, you bring up fish every time you put down your net. You bring up fish every time you put down your line. How come? And the father says, number one, I know what the fish like, and number two, I know where the fish are. And he giggles and laughs, and the boy says, oh, Dad, oh, Dad, oh, Dad. And he says, come on, boys, I love you. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you, that's the way my dad taught me. And my dad was a great fisherman. And he fished these waters for so many, many years. Oh, longer than my 20 years. And he taught me so much. But you know, boys, when my dad taught me, I listened. At first I didn't. At first I was kind of a rascal. And my dad would take his stick and he would say, son, bend over. And he'd whack me on the bottom. And he'd say, now listen when I talk to you. And I don't want to listen. And then after a while, I didn't like the whacking, so I started listening. And I listened. And then my dad all of a sudden became very gentle. And he said, son, now that I got your attention, now I'm going to give you all the knowledge, all the wisdom that I have. But let's just take it step by step, day by day, and watch how wonderful it is. Because, you know, son, you know how to do everything too. You know, all the people around the edge of the lake, they say, my goodness, that fisherman can do miracles, miracles, miracles. And the father said, it's not that I do miracles. It's that I learn the rules of life and how life is conducted and how to conduct my life. And Jesus' brothers said to him, my goodness sakes, how do you know all these things, Jesus? And Jesus said, well, I sat down and I talked to the old fishermen who know all the ways of the fish. I talked to different carpenters in the village and I see how they do their work. And then I come home and I do it the way they share it with me. And I find it's just the way my dad taught me. And I do all these things. And, well, how did you know all about wine? And how did you know all about these stories that you tell us? You tell us so many stories. Jesus said, well, I listen to so many wonderful, intelligent people who are living all around us. And then I take that information they give me, and I listen within, and I say, now, how would I apply it? And then, as I think how I'd apply it, I listen within, knowing within, hearing within, and then I speak it, and people say, "Wow, you're so brilliant." And yes, I'm very blessed. I've taken knowledge and intuitive awareness and put them together, and I'm brilliant. And so is everybody else. And the brothers say, "Well, I haven't got time for that. I want to do this, that one." That's okay. Whatever your choices are, that's your brilliance. Whatever your area, that's your miracles. But it's not magic. It's not something that is very special only to some. It's just a miracle because it's using the laws of life. And Jesus' brothers were a little irritated with him because they felt he was acting a little uppity. And Jesus said, "Hey, I told you, you guys could do it too. I just have patience. And I listen. And I listen in me. And something in me tells me all these things. And it's kind of nice." We can do that too, can't we? We can listen within, and we can hear what the divine in us has to say. And it'll prove all of us are miracle makers, just like the Master himself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.